to Enki, Tales from the Past.
Here you will find a carefully researched storyline, a sensorial experience, an experience taken off limits. Embark on a journey like no other, a story that unfolds before your very eyes, episode by tantalizing episode. Be swept away by the drama, the twists and turns, the unexpected surprises that lurk around every corner. Visit Enki.show today. Welcome to Enki. This is Enki, Tales from the Past. This narrative podcast is authored by Mario Portella. Entry 2199. I am still reeling from the news of Enlil's attack on the moon spaceport and the subsequent punishment of the Igigi rebels. I cannot help but feel a sense of betrayal by Enlil's actions, and I fear for the future of our people. Above all, my heart aches for the Igigi. The Igigi were once our allies, and their strip and banish punishment to Ki is a cruel fate that I cannot bear to think about. They won't last long. I had a close connection with the Igigi, and their banishment is a personal loss for me. I remember the time when I first arrived on Kingu, and Enki welcomed me with open arms. He showed me around the settlement and introduced me to the Igigi, who were instrumental in building the moon spaceport and the enlargement of the artificial satellite. I was struck by their intelligence and ingenuity, and I knew that they were a valuable asset to our corporation. It pains me to think that they are now banished to Ki. And I fear that their banishment will only serve to sow the seeds of future rebellions even among our own. From my general knowledge, I know that Enlil's actions will have far-reaching consequences. And I worry that the future of our corporation is now uncertain. We must find a way to reconcile with the Igigi and restore their trust in us or fail miserably as a galactic race. I have many fond memories of working with the Igigi on the moon spaceport. I remember the first time I met their leader, DX-21. He was a brilliant engineer and a natural leader, and I was struck by his intelligence and charisma. He was the embodiment of patience and virtue. He had a way of inspiring his team to work harder and smarter, and I learned a lot from him during my time on the moon. I remember the long hours we spent working together, trying to solve complex engineering problems and improve the efficiency of the machinery. DX-21 was always there to lend a helping hand, and he never hesitated to share his knowledge and expertise with me. I felt like I was speaking to the whole Igigi race when I spoke with him. I will always be grateful for the time I spent working with him and the rest of the Agigi team. The news of DX21's death hit me hard, and I am still struggling to come to terms with it. He was a true visionary and a great leader, and his loss is a blow to our corporation and the galaxy. What message will it send to all other races? I cannot help but feel a sense of sadness and loss when I think of him. And I know that his legacy will live on in the work that he did and the people he inspired. I know that somewhere in the galaxy there are several cloned copies of him. But to my understanding, my colleague is dead. Now, I can only imagine how difficult it will be for Enki to have Enlil so close, especially after the recent events on the moon's spaceport. Enlil's actions have caused a rift within our corporation, and I fear that this rift will only widen now that he is in command of the moon spaceport. Enki, on the other hand, is leading the planet team, and I know that he will do everything in his power to ensure that our corporation continues to thrive. However, with Enlil as a constant menace, Enki's job will be much harder than it already is. I can only hope that Enki will find a way to reconcile with this disaster and with himself. He is distant, and even our love seems fading away into oblivion. I can't reach him. That pains me. But feel a sense of sadness and regret when I think about my past. I was promised as a wife to Enlil, but in reality, my heart belongs to Enki. I remember the first time I met Enki, and I was struck by his intelligence and kindness. He had a way of making me feel special, and I knew from that moment on that I was in love with him. However, I was bound by duty and tradition, and I could not act on my feelings. The thought of being married to Enlil fills me with dread, and I know that I can never be happy with him. He is a powerful Nibiruan, but he lacks the warmth and compassion that I crave. I know that I will be miserable if I have to spend the rest of my life with him, and I long for a way out. When Enki offered me a chance to escape my fate, even if temporarily, I knew that I had to take it. This mission was my salvation. However, my decision came with a price, and I know that I have everything to lose as we stand right now. I wish that I had been brave enough to follow my heart and stand up to tradition. I know that I would have been much happier if I had chosen to be with Enki from the beginning. Even choosing to be alone would be a better fate. However, I cannot change the past, and I must live with the choices that I have made.
Waiting Enki, you have a comm message on your gauntlet. Came from the beer just now.
Salutations, Niner Sahi. I should call you Enki now, right? Hope you're doing well. Just wanted to give you a heads up that my son and I will be arriving on the planet soon. I'm sure you're thrilled to hear that, right? I mean, who wouldn't be excited to have such esteemed guests around? Anyway, we're here to take our rightful place, as befits our status within the corporation. I'm sure you'll be to step aside and let us take the reins. Don't worry, we'll make sure to send you an invitation from the top. Your dear Demkina.
Enki, Tales from the Past. This narrative podcast is authored by Mario Portella.